Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 120, Twitch. So, for today's episode, I thought I'd have a little bit of fun and share a way of... watching video games. So, let's say there's a game you want to check out, but you're not sure how, if you like it, or you're not sure of the environment, you don't think the screenshots are good enough, or you know some friends who play video games and live stream it online, and you want to wait, or want to do that to, with your gameplay, and provide commentary, or maybe find a way of talking about video games that you're playing and all of that, then that's where Twitch comes in. Their service is kind of like YouTube for video games. So basically when you go to their website or you install the app, then basically you'll be able to see people who are playing live, pre-recorded episodes, and all of that good stuff. You can search by username if you're looking up your friends. You can search by game if you want to see what videos are streaming, and go from there. So for me, since I don't have much time to play video games, but I'm curious about what these games look like, see how they progress. So whenever I get the chance to get my new system, then I know what's out there and how where games are or how far games are coming along. It gives me that kind of foresight to be able to find games that or build a system based on what capabilities games have at the moment. So there's not really much to say. So if you've ever used YouTube or gone to YouTube to live stream content, so while YouTube does this already, and you may wonder why you'd want to go to Twitch, Twitch is basically a dedicated portal for video games. So that's basically all you're going to get. You shouldn't get too many other, basically the white noise of stuff that's non-gaming related. So the only variation would be something like a talk show about video games rather than playing the video games themselves. So that's basically the only thing to consider. I've started using it very recently just because I wanted to try it out. I wanted to see how well the app works and see how to go from there. So that's really all I wanted to cover. You can visit twitch.tv to check it out. They do have... At least I know for sure they have the Android app. I'm not 100% on the iOS app. I'm sure they do have one, if there's an Android one at least. But it's worth checking out. I find it very intriguing. At least it's a good way to get a live or even pre-recorded walkthrough of a game before purchase, just to see how good it looks and if it's going to be the game for you. But let's say you're in the mood for buying a game, but you realize that the system you have doesn't live up to the system requirements of that game, then be sure to check out our friends over at Puget Systems. They have the systems to that can be customized to whatever needs you want. So if you're not going to even buy video games, you can build a basic system just for whatever you may need. So word processing, YouTube and Twitch videos, checking your email, and that's about it. You can do that. Or you can build a full-on high-end gaming platform so you can play those latest video games at the highest frame rates, the best graphics quality, best sound, and all of that. Or even do video editing and sound editing, whatever you may want to do. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/PUGET and get started on your brand new system today. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. If you want to find this show and other shows, you can find us on the web at geek-io.com. You can get in touch with me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at patelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.